Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today we will be looking at the Bible, health and healing. The first radio broadcast on this series talked about just who was Dr. Luke. We learned he was a man who had lived about 2,000 years ago in what is present-day Israel. He was a doctor who understood both Eastern and Western cultures. He also wrote two books about the man named Jesus, who did a lot of healing. However, what is also important is that Dr. Luke's writings are not in separate books, but rather they are included in a larger book called the Bible. The Bible is a book that was written over 1,500 years ago by many different authors in many different cultures and countries. What does the Bible have to say about health and healing, as this radio series is about health and healing? Is the Bible a medical textbook? No, but it does have parts of it which discuss health. Why is this important? Because the author of the Bible is God himself, and thus this shows that God is very interested in our health, that we have good health. Let us look in the Bible and see what it has to say about health and healing. First is the fact that the Bible says that God created us, human beings, just after he created the world. Besides Dr. Luke's two books, the Bible has 64 other books. The first book written was called Genesis, and it was written about 3,500 years ago. The word Genesis means beginning or the origins of history. Early in the book of Genesis, it states that the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. What does all this mean? First, God created man. Man did not just happen or evolve. Second, even though man had a heart, lungs, and a brain, he did not become alive until God himself breathed into him the breath of life. Thus, man is not only a physical body, he is also a spiritual person because man has the breath of God in him to allow him to be alive. Man also has a mind to think with. In fact, in another book in the Bible called Isaiah, God tells man, "Come, let us reason together." Finally, man is a social being. That is, God created him to live in harmony and a relationship with others. Also in the book of Genesis, it says, "But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And when he was sleeping, he," that is God, "took one of man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to him. The man said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man.' For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." This passage says that man was created to live with others, and especially in the relationship of marriage. Thus, man is a created person with the physical, spiritual, mental, and social side in all he does. When there is trouble in one of these areas, there are also problems in areas which can affect our health. For example, when we have physical troubles, we have diseases. When we have spiritual problems, we have a poor relationship with God. This can cause, for example, loneliness. When we have problems with our minds, we can have mental problems like depression. Finally, when we have social problems, we can have fear or distrust. You can already see how these problems can affect other areas. For example, if we have a disease, we may not feel well and thus we may get depressed. Then we may not want to be with other people, and this causes a sense of being isolated. One factor affects the other. On the other hand, many people are depressed because they stole or lied and did not tell the truth. That depression can lead to physical problems like heart or stroke problems. Thus, the areas of life are related. That is, a problem in one area of life affects other areas of my life and other people. You are probably already thinking, did God create man and woman to have problems? No, in fact, He created them to live in a place where there were no physical, spiritual, mental, or social problems. If that is the case then, how did these problems start in the world? And secondly, can they be eliminated? It started when the man and woman decided to do things their own way rather than the way God had created them to do things. What was it that they did? God had instructed them to eat everything they wanted, but not of one particular tree. They disobeyed Him. Before they ate the fruit from this tree, God had told them there would be a consequence of death. So they knew what would happen. But they were tempted, and they ate of this tree they were told not to eat from. What then happened? God threw them out of the garden of paradise as a result of this wrongdoing or sin. Just what is sin? Sin is going against what God would have us do. The consequence is physical, spiritual, mental, and social illness. Thus, all of the illnesses of the world can be traced to man's disobedience to God. Man continues to disobey even today. Thus, he still has physical, spiritual, mental, and social illnesses. You may ask, is there a way, though, to not have physical, spiritual, mental, or social diseases? Yes, as a matter of fact, there are. However, I would also mention and restate what was just mentioned. When man sinned initially, he would die. God will keep that promise to every person born today. However, God also mentioned in another book in the Bible called Romans that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thus, we may die physically on this earth, but God through Jesus Christ can give us after we die eternal life and not eternal death. This is a great source of comfort because it says that no matter what happens on this earth, we can have eternal life with Jesus Christ who overcame death. The Bible also tells us, though, that in this life, we can have less physical, spiritual, mental, and social problems and diseases. This is certainly good news, isn't it? How is this done? First, it is important to realize the bad things we do, which can cause problems for us. The Bible in another book called Corinthians says, our body is a temple of God. That is, that God wants to take care of our bodies. First, let us look at physical things we do to ourselves, which cause health problems. For example, smoking, which can cause lung cancer or heart disease. Another example is drinking of alcohol. Actually, 1 to 2 ounces of red wine has proved to be very good for your health in preventing heart disease. However, more than that, an especially large amount can cause significant health problems, especially liver disease, and can also make heart disease worse. Second are spiritual things we do which cause us health problems. The Bible says that apart from God, we can do nothing. We are helpless. Helplessness causes fear. Certainly, having constant fear is not good. Thirdly, are mental things we do which cause us problems. Have you ever been depressed because of something that happened to you? For example, you made a bad grade in school, or got fired from your job, or lost your job. If this depression lasted for long, then the depression could become a habit and hard to break. Finally, social things we do which causes health problems. Have you ever gotten mad at someone you know who is a friend because they did something you did not like? It actually may not have been a big deal, but you got mad and later angry and then bitter, and that friendship is now ruined. That loss of the friendship can cause hurt and pain, as real as any physical disease, can't it? Notice one thing all of the above 4 things we do have in common. There are things we should not do, but we do nevertheless. In fact, doesn't that happen all of the time? We say, I will not do that again, I will not drink alcohol, or smoke, or get mad, or cheat. But we do it anyway. Why is that? Why can't we control what we want to do? The Bible says it is because we are slaves to sin. What does that mean? It means that though we want to stop doing wrong or sinning against God, we cannot. Sin or wrongdoing against God is our master. We are in actual fact not our own masters, but sin controls us. What can be done about this? The Bible says that through Jesus Christ we can overcome these harmful desires. Only after we commit our lives to Jesus Christ do we have the power to stop drinking large amounts of harmful alcohol, or smoking cigarettes, or saying harmful things to friends, or lying or cheating. These are things we do which are harmful. What about doing things which can help our health? What does the Bible have to say about that? First, it does say that in the world we live in, we all will experience death and suffering. That cannot be avoided. The reason is that the sins of others and our sins hurt ourselves and other people. For example, in war, many innocent people suffer. Also in famines, many innocent people suffer, especially women and children suffer. Often wars are caused by a person's greed and famines the same. Second, it is important to realize in two ancient books in the Bible, it says that how we act is very important. The ancient book of Exodus and Leviticus in the Bible talks about washing hands and how to prepare foods so we will not get sick, and rotating crops so the soil will not get depleted of nutrients and many other health items. It also talks about not wanting or coveting what your neighbor has. What difference does this make? Well, coveting or wanting what your neighbor has leads to jealousy. Jealousy can lead to other physical health problems. What we do is as important as what we do not do. Not only should we avoid harmful behaviors, but also we should have good habits of exercise and have a peaceful mind. One may ask, how do I have a peaceful mind? This is so important because a mind at peace does not have anger, rage, slander, jealousy, and so on. The Bible again has an answer. It says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What does this mean? Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He took the penalty of our sins, which we should have, to bear on himself so we can come to God in peace. Thus, we have peace in our hearts and minds. As a result, we cannot have fear or jealousy or other things which can hurt our health. Also, we can have the power to live good, healthy lives. Would you like to have peace with God and better health as a result? All you need to do is pray the following prayer. Lord, I have sinned and done wrong. I deserve to be punished for my sin. I believe, though, that Jesus died for me on the cross in my place and took my sins on himself. I believe he then was buried and raised from the dead for me to have new life. If you pray this prayer, you now have new life in Jesus Christ, both now and forevermore.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.